Staying Relentlessly Positive by Judy Wilkinson. Our BC editor had been gently reminding me for over a week to get my article to him, but this was one of those times when I felt beleaguered and believed there was nothing I could write about that I could speak about publicly. As it happened, this morning I was speaking with Lewis Fawcett, our partner in CCB's Major Gifts campaign, who pointed out to me that donors can sense negativity, strife, and discord. He warned me we would hear many no's, and in that light, the key is to remain relentlessly positive. For me, that remark came at a pivotal moment. No sooner had he and I hung up and I was taking a breath in preparation for a call on a legal matter CCB is pursuing, when Paul Shane phoned to alert me that our office had been robbed last night. Luckily, in Paul's capable hands, thank goodness for his law enforcement background, we are dealing with the aftermath literally as I write this. Also, thank goodness for insurance. But the day had already been going badly. At around 6 a.m. our time, I learned that in preparing our mailing to some 2,250 donors in the Sacramento area, we discovered the address had not been changed on our license to use special postal services for nonprofits. An honest mistake, since after all, we have the license and never realized the address problem. Hopefully, we can resolve this matter in time to include a return card in our mailer, though Lewis assures me most people respond these days via email or phone. Moving on to other hurdles, at the end of July, Peter Pardini and I went to the office to meet our incoming treasurer, Lisa Thomas, so we could manage bank signatures. Whenever such a major transition occurs, there are challenges. Lisa has put in many long hours and will put in many more, bringing our financial records into a manageable state. This has necessitated hours of my time as well. The board will be considering some of her preliminary findings and recommendations, and we will be looking at some hard choices over the next few weeks. The board will meet in several executive sessions, but rest assured we will give plenty of notice about public meetings where we will discuss possible actions. It's hard to believe that Paul Shane has been our CEO for 2 years, and the board is currently discussing contract matters, which also has its stressful components. Oh, and did I mention that our website was down this week because we forgot when replacing a compromised credit card to change automatic payments? And speaking of that card, let me mention the hours I spent dealing with Bank of America personnel on this problem. I understand that in most religions, belief in the positive is axiomatic, but speaking personally, I need to dig deep to manufacture it. Well, remember that CCB advocacy call I mentioned? We have medical recipients who need materials in accessible formats. In his article elsewhere in this issue, Jeff reminds us of goals accomplished and challenges for next year concerning our legislative agenda. CCB has milestones to celebrate in our case for support. Enactment of the White Cane Law in 1935. 1980s CCB sues BART to get detectable warning strips on platform. 1990s to present, structured negotiations in a number of areas, ranging from accessible banking services, point-of-sale machines, pharmacy chains for prescription information, and the list goes on. We have 4 projects we are asking donors to fund. Senior Solutions addresses the unique needs of the blind and low-vision aging population. Achieving Access tackles the needs that blind and low-vision people face to navigate the 21st century world at home and in their communities through transportation and technology. Equality Without Compromise Advocacy is dedicated to making long-term, sustainable, positive changes in the lives of people who are blind and low-vision. New Beginnings for those facing change in their vision status or life circumstances. The significance of the above milestones and the number who will benefit from our 4 proposed projects and our belief that they can be accomplished create the incentive which sustains all of us. Which brings me to the most monumental milestone of all. Next year, we will be celebrating CCB's 85th anniversary, including special activities at our upcoming conference and convention, whose theme will be CCB, Survive and Thrive at 85. What a testament to staying relentlessly positive.